Welcome to Life Tips, the show that offers expert tips and savvy advice to make life easier and more fun on the web and around the world. Life Tips President Byron White talks to the latest trendsetters about strategies to grow your business. Editor Melanie Nayer interviews celebrities and expert writers on their tips for making life enjoyable and entertaining. Now, please welcome this week's Life Tips host, Byron White and Melanie Nayer.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Life Tips show. This is Byron. I am joined, as usual, with Byron White. Welcome, Byron.
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We've got
It is hot, hot, hot outside. I don't know where everybody else is in the world, but it is really hot in Boston, which is good since it's summer, and we have some fun summer things to talk about, don't we?
Indeed. It is tis the season to be thinking things that are hot. Speaking of...
there are so many things I can do with that.
So, well, we want to hear... You're welcome to expand upon that. But no, I thought we'd talk about some fun, clever ideas and tips and advice with regards to summer and summer fun. What are some of your favorite summer things to do, and what have they been historically with your family particularly? I think it'd be interesting to come up with some interesting
tips. Oh, my family's from the Midwest. They're boring. They don't do much. The New York side of the family is a good time, but, you know, St. Louis side, they think they're fun, but they're not because they don't leave the air conditioning. You know what I mean?
Barbecues?
Summers down in the Midwest, but I'm a beach girl. You know, any chance I get, I'm on the beach.
Well, I've got some interesting ideas for you. Let's zone in on New England.
Okay, let's do it.
Just for a few minutes, and let's talk about some very interesting, fun, popular things to do in the fine New England area. Newport Mansions in the summer.
Beautiful. Have you been?
Luxurious parties.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Living the lifestyle of the roaring 20s with Rolls Royces and big, beautiful mansions with sculpted property lawns. That's a real treat in New England. Climb aboard that opportunity if you can. How about Tuckerman's Ravine? Have you ever climbed Tuckerman's
no,
Ravine?
No, what's Tuckerman's? No, what is it?
So Mount Washington is probably the tallest peak, certainly in New England, but possibly on the East Coast, I would imagine. And the backside of Mount Washington is a ravine that is snowy all year long, and it's referred to as Tuckerman's Ravine. And believe it or not, through the month of June and even into July, you can actually ski and or snowboard in Tuckerman's Ravine. Here's the trick.
Okay.
You have to climb it. There is no lift or helicopter to bring you up to the top. So you pack your bag at the bottom of the mountain and pack your skis and strap them on and climb the mountain. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Cape Cod favorites? Do you have any?
I love everything about the Cape. Lobster on the Cape. We usually go Cape Cod Melody Tent. Do a concert there in the summer, right on the beach, on the water. So much fun. So much fun. It's a good time. And then right across the street, go have lobster rolls. You're not buying it, are you?
Thinking of all the things on the Cape that come to mind.
Hyannis.
Chatham comes to mind. Provincetown, or P-Town, or PP-Town, as we call it. there's just so many wonderful things to do on the Cape. It is truly a paradise. Boating, fishing, it's just a playground. It really is. How about any fishing? Here we go, fishing?
No. What about sailing? I love sailing in the summer.
Anywhere, you know, when I think of sailing in New England, I really have to tell you that zoning in on Maine is really, really wonderful.
Oh.
You know, Maine has such an ambiance that it can't be described with words. The rocky shores, the turquoise water, not turquoise, but the green water, the cold water, I might add, but the way the fog rolls in there, it's just a special place. It's also much cooler, of course, which attracts everyone in this blazing heat that we all get in the summertime. What about favorite cocktails for the summer?
Favorite cocktails, cold
ones? Do you have any?
Yeah, served in a glass with ice.
For example?
Over it.
For example?
Oh, well, sometimes there's nothing beats a cold beer and a burger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then, if you're at a nice little soiree, it's probably not appropriate to throw back a Bud Light. So gin and tonics are always great for summer drinks. But I'm not a fruity drink person. I'll go straight for scotch and soda before I hit the cranberry and vodkas. Know what I'm saying?
All on the same night?
It's entirely possible. And that's a whole other story.
Strangely enough, I don't know why, but summer cocktails are in my mind, most reflective of the famous Dark and Stormy, which I got introduced to in Bermuda.
Nice.
And just have tried to carry it over into, it's just kind of a gloomy drink to be drinking on a beautiful summer day, but Dark and Stormy is a refreshing cocktail. But the mojitos have made their way into the world.
Oh, you got to love the mojitos.
I thought that's a
good drink.
A friend of mine refers, he basically is like, how come you're not drinking a mojito? We're all having mojitos. Like, if I wanted a salad, I would have ordered a salad.
Oh, that's funny.
He's hysterical.
Your margaritas are always good, and, everybody likes white wine.
Margaritas are good year-round, I think.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. Byron, cocktails are good year-round. I don't discriminate on seasons.
Do you ever put
ice
in your wine in the summertime to mix it up a little bit?
No. No.
Sangrias interest you at all?
I make one of the greatest sangrias in the world, I'll have you know.
Do you share the secrets?
Absolutely not. My
secret
recipe.
This is a show about tips and advice. We need to hear it. Cough it up.
It's my secret sangria recipe. The secret to the sangria is that you soak all the fruit for 24 hours. In rum and vodka.
Mm-hmm.
It makes for a great drink.
So you soak the fruit in vodka?
Yeah. For 24 hours before you mix the sangria together and pour the fruit in.
And do you use that same fruit, or you just discard that fruit and use fresh fruit?
No, same fruit. Hmm. It's been soaking all night. It's
have
tough.
You have
to be a real, you got to be a real man to drink it, Byron.
That counts me out, I guess.
I mean, it's a strong sangria, but it's good. You wouldn't find it at any restaurants. I haven't made it in years either.
Have you ever had a Stoli Doli?
We had Stoli Dolis when the last time. I probably shouldn't talk about that. What's the place that makes the awesome Stoli Dolis in Boston?
Capital Grill.
Capital Grill.